Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening from Fort Lauderdale. This is Nate Klarfeld with Stonewall Live, the best of gay and lesbian book, film, and media talk on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight I've got one of my homie Kansas City boys, Victor Cody, who made it big. Victor is the founder and CEO of Studio Cody. StudioCody.com. Let's get everybody online looking at it while we're talking about it, because you can look and talk, listen at the same time. Victor started in 1994 in Kansas City. He actually took my picture. I found it today in the Stonewall Library and Archives. It's in the current news, and I'd like to – Victor, say hello.
Well, hello, everybody. It's good to be here tonight.
Victor,
hello from Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, warm. It's warm here. It's cold everywhere else. Listen, Victor, tell the my huge, vast audience here how you got started in the adult film industry, and you can call it porn. I like to call it adult film, but you can call it whatever you want. How'd you get started?
Yeah, I like to be called a porn peddler. It's kind of a dirty sound. I mean, they call me nice things, but I like that dirty sound, because that's really, you know, it's about bringing fantasies to life, and that's what we do. You know, that's my lifestyle. I started in Kansas City. I was a model for some time, did a little fashion, and then eventually got naked in front of the camera. It just kind of started for me. I was hit by an F4 tornado in Kansas City and landed in Fort Lauderdale 3 weeks later.
Uh-huh.
And a stock photographer brought a camera down, put it in my hands, and I had a friend come over and photographed him, and it just happened for me. I don't know how. It was an overnight success. I had an eye. I looked at it. I said, this is what you need to be doing. And it just kind of happened for me. It was never
good.
Anything planned.
Good, good. Your website, Studio Cody, is like the portal, the entrance to your empire of video, DVD. Tell us a little bit about the business aspect. What are you providing for the public? How do you make money?
The website, if you look at it, is more designed towards models, because my job right now, I produce for other companies. They hire me to shoot their porn.
Mm-hmm.
So I just shoot a myriad of all different types of guys and all different things, and I get to use a lot of imagination, artistic values,
uh-huh,
in shooting, because I get to shoot the gamut of things.
Uh-huh.
So it's very much in line with that artistic value that I think I hold inside that makes me good at what I do.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. You started almost 20 years ago in this business. Tell me what's changed. What have you seen change in 20 years, almost 20 years?
Oh, my gosh. I was a magazine photographer. I shot for Men, Freshman, Unzip 2, Honcho, Mandate.
My favorite.
Play Guy, Inches Latin, Inches Black, Inches. The rates started dropping. As a photographer, I could no longer make it in this business. The internet took over.
Uh-huh.
And once the internet took over, they started paying less and less. And it kind of drove me to picking up a video camera and having to videotape, because as a photographer, I needed to take it to the next level.
Uh-huh.
And that's what has changed. It is another level now. And
right,
even as hard as I try and keep up, now we have the Blu-ray. Now we have everything known to man. It's getting
right,
bigger and bigger and bigger, and porn has just taken off because of it.
So when are you going to get the iPhone?
While it has created a market, Nate, it has also crushed out a lot of what I would call the artists in the industry.
Yeah, I've spent some time at StudioCody.com and some of the websites. I've actually Victor and I have met. Let's be honest.
You've had time at Studio Cody. It's fun.
I've had a tour of Studio Cody. I've been at Victor's birthday party.
Yeah.
I've met some of the models.
So
I can attest that this is really hard work. I didn't watch any of it, but I talked to Mark, one of his employees, and I spoke with one of the models, and it's a job. It's work. It's 8, 10, 12 hours a day. It's not life in a bathhouse or an orgy. It's work. So I want the people
out there. My day is 18 hours a day.
Oh, okay.
I get up at 6 a.m. I have to have the studio cleaned. It's got to be ready to go. We're open for business, and here we go. Whether, you know, it's somebody coming over for to be videoed, whether interviews going on, whatever it is, it's got to be right and open for business. So I get up early, we open for business, and I go late night. You know, recruiting is a 24-hour job, studiocody.com. If you're interested.
Let me talk to you about recruiting, okay? Let me talk to you a little bit about recruiting. Where do you find your models, or do they find you? Or do you just, do you ever do the Lana Turner thing and pick up somebody at Schraft's or Starbucks and say, hey, you'd be a great model? Where do you find your boy? Where do you find them?
You know, it goes always. There are personal relationships that you build with people. There are people that you talk to online that are interested. There are ads that we put out. We run ads in magazines. We put ads out on all the social networks. We just keep a high profile. And word of mouth is good. You know, I love that word of mouth. My friend worked for you. He loved it. I'm raring to go. When I talk to you and you say, you know, oh, my gosh, I know your name. I know your yeah. It's a great feeling. That's where the satisfaction comes in a lot of ways.
Sure. Let me.
That's a hard job. Recruiting is the hardest job.
I can imagine. Yeah. Well, you said you have a certain look and a certain eye, and you just don't want the same cookie cutter blonde surfer hairless boy in every single scene. You know, you don't even know who you're looking at.
Nate, I look at guys. We kind of rate them with a 1 through 10, like anybody would.
Right.
Once you realize their category, whether they're bear, whether they're daddy, whether they're whatever that category or niche might be. I give it a 3 for face, a 3 for body, a 3 for dick and ass, and maybe an extra if it's overall just pretty everywhere.
Oh, okay,
and
the big look.
So, you know, you can easily rate people that way between an 8, 10, 11.
Sure.
They go up there. You know, it's easy to look at somebody and tell whether they are one of those high-end models. Or whether they're somebody that is good for porn and just, you know, there's a difference there.
Right. A big difference. Let me talk to the listeners a little bit about Studio Cody's, some of the work you do that is a little bit unusual. When you think of, you know, when most people think of adult film or porn, they think of the blonde surfer kid, the shaved guy, the Michael Lucas look, the Corbin Fisher look, which is all kind of like a clone stamped West Hollywood. Muscles in the right place, you know, and yours is different. I've seen
your
work.
Public porn. That is public porn. There's a difference between public porn and private porn. I call private what you really get into.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of 20-year-old boys out there that are into 60-year-old daddies. And if you give them that, it's going to sell. It's not the young boys that pay as much as the daddies that'll pay for those websites. It'll pay for that.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, but
you know,
your model.
We're a myriad of clients, so we just do the gamut. And really, there is somebody out there for everybody. There's something for everything, and we shoot it all here. We really do. I mean, if you look at the cookie cutter porn of public porn, and look at my studio, you'll go, really? We shoot those beautiful men. I've shot Matthew Rush. I've shot Zeb Atlas. I've shot Apollo Phoenix. For the top websites, Big Cock Society and, you know, ZebAtlas.com, whatever. There is something for everyone out there. And, you know, my eye is to take that man, whatever he might be, and unfold him in a sexual way that nobody else has ever seen. In just a way that, wow, if that's your type, that's what you get, and I'm going to blow you away. That is the quality that we try and ascertain to here. But, reality is everybody's for everybody. There is someone for everybody, and we understand that.
True words were never spoken.
I go out in public.
Great. No, that's good. You're exactly telling the exact truth. There's a pot for every lid, and your Studio Cody is not really a niche, but it's filling a really big need. Not everybody wants.
Oh yes, absolutely,
a huge need.
Absolutely. This is not the niche that everybody else goes after.
Exactly.
These are niches that you know really. We shoot a lot of daddies, a lot of really old. I mean, grandpas with 20-year-old boys.
Stop it! I'm a grandpa. Stop it! I'm a grandpa.
I specialize in, and I love this. I love those extremes. I love taking, it's like a kink, you
right.
know. I spent a lot of time with my models at times trying to get in their head, find out what makes them tick. Why are you into this? What happened in your childhood? How did you become this way? Sometimes you figure it out, sometimes you don't. But what I come out with in the process is the fact that this is what you're looking for. This is what's turning you on, and this is how I can give it to you.
Have you ever worked with, like...
That is video. You are selling to the public what they need at the point of their need.
Have you ever worked... I know you work with... You said you work with daddies and twinks. For those who don't know, daddies are older men, gentlemen. And it could be in shape, could be out of shape. Muscle daddies and regular pot-belly daddies.
I work with military. I work with...
Right.
With firemen, cops for military sites. I work with twinks for to Japanese markets. I work with bears, hairy muscled men for Spanish markets and European markets. I work with most of my work is worldwide. Very few of my clients are actually from the United States. Porn is international. It crosses all boundaries. It crosses all
interesting.
Everything. And lucky for me, I'm in a business that just has an international appeal.
Exactly. And you said you were talking to your models, get into their heads, what brought them here, what they're expecting to get out of it. Have you ever had a young model kind of blossom for you, turn into, you know, see some growth as you've worked with them over the years or months? Have you seen that ever?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I've made many porn stars. I always say... Studio Cody, where porn stars are born and bred.
Bred?
You know, we breed them. Absolutely. You know, Francisco Andreas kind of started out. He's a daddy.
Oh, really?
He was a 10-inch uncut dick.
Right.
Very beautiful Hungarian man. I put him in on all the daddy sites. I put him on all everything. Everywhere he goes, he's recognized.
Yes.
We love those things. I have worked with... I mean, Brad Starr was in some of my competition early. He is with another agent right now. But I've had some very well-known porn stars that, I can say maybe their agents came to me early on, and I was able to help that. But have I put some porn stars on the map? Oh, absolutely.
Good. Oh, it's good to hear. I love that where stars are born and bred. Double meaning.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
Okay.
We make you, we breed you, we make more of you, and we put you everywhere. So, absolutely.
Okay. Question. What is your favorite movie shot you've ever did? Describe how it went, who was in it, what happened, your favorite shot, your most beautiful shot you've ever shot.
Oh, my gosh, there's been so many. I can say probably the most turned on I ever was the Zeb Atlas shoot.
Really?
When he's standing in the woods in white cotton briefs, which is my fetish. And he's standing there just kind of peeling them off. I know that I was dripping down my leg. I can say that is one of my absolute favorites. But, I've had fun ones. I mean, I've had models vomit on each other during scenes. I've had, every imaginable thing that could happen. It always happens. If it can go wrong, it goes wrong.
Let's get back to Zeb.
My favorite scenes really are just, that was for Hot Older Male, and that was Florida Fuck Fest. I mean, that one by well. By
You are.
I'm actually in that one as well. A couple of things. But this was a huge group scene, shot at a pool in the hot Florida sun. I had Big Ben Gunn and Francisco Andres, and it just happened. I mean, it's mentioned. He's trying to swallow in the hot Florida sun. His blood pressure is up. It was a rough day. What can I say? But we hosed it off and went on.
Just hosed it off.
And yet, that's one of the funny things when you really – want to look behind the scenes that you don't want to look behind the scenes, and that's what I find funny. It's nothing anybody wants to see, but it's the reality of what really happens. And
that was hilarious.
That's funny.
That's what's funny. Back to Zeb Atlas. What a hunk of man. Hubba hubba. He has shot. What are your thoughts about?
I was very lucky to work with Zeb early on. He came and judged to my model competition, I think, 2006, 2007 in Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
As a favor to me. Kind of put me on the map, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
But that is just one of those people in your life that they know what they've done for you. You know what they've done for you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can compare to somebody like that. He can only do for you. You can't do for him.
Well, that's
what's amazing about some of these superstars that you work with. But you know what? These are superstars. There has been so many people that have come to my studio and worked with me and left such an impression on me that they are will forever be just heartthrobs to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they are, but they just leave people are people, and that's what's special. It really
is. Let me ask you a question about adult film stars, porn stars. Zeb Atlas comes to mind. He does straight porn and gay porn. Is he still doing straight porn? Do you know that? What are your feelings about these guys that are or the gay for pay? What about the straight guys that do gay porn, supposedly? I don't believe they are.
Thank God for them.
Really? Good.
Good. I've shot straight military guys. I've shot straight cops.
Right.
Firemen. You know what? I love the fact that we need to open our minds.
Uh-huh.
And these people are doing so.
Exactly.
They might be totally straight in their real life, but they don't mind if a gay man watches them. There's no homophobia there anymore.
I wish we
and
could be as open as they are.
The more we can erase these things, the better. I don't care whether you're straight, gay, whatever.
Exactly.
I love it when somebody straight walks in and says, let all the gay men drip and watch, and we love it. They love it. It's breaking the boundaries that stand between us, between straight and gay, because really, are you bisexual, homosexual? Whatever your sexuality is, does there really need to be a definement there? I think not.
No, and I wish go ahead. You touched on something really important. Go ahead. I find that
men are sexual. Men are sexual. And it really crosses all boundaries. Men are gay when they have sex with another man and have feelings. Women
mm-hmm.
can have sex with women, and feelings are fine, but when they have sex, all of a sudden they're lesbians. We can be in prison. We can fuck anybody up the butt. We can do whatever we want. And yet, when we walk out and we're with our woman, we're still straight. Sex has no bearing on our sexuality, actually, as a man.
Right.
I don't comprehend that in my business. And so whether you're straight, whether you're gay, whether you're bi, I think we're all just sexual.
I think you're exactly right. I think
homosexual, bisexual, call it anything you want, but it's sexual.
And I think we're visual. And
I think that's what turns men on.
Mm-hmm.
Sexuality in itself turns men on.
Right. We're visual. Men are more visual. Right. I agree with you. Yeah.
We're very different.
Right. Well, but also you touched on something different that there. It seems like we have gay people. 100% gay people that aren't bisexual or even have bisexual feelings or any sexual feelings towards a woman or anyone of the opposite sex. When we hear the word gay for pay, or I'm not saying we because I'm not like that, but I'm just saying people hear the word gay for pay or the guy does straight porn and gay porn, they kind of turn up their nose and go, oh, yeah, right. And they don't understand what you just said, that we're just sexual. Men are just plain old. Yeah,
I still think there's that old-fashioned mentality that when you hear gay for pay, it turns men on.
Exactly.
Because they think somebody is straight.
Right.
And that old myth comes to the old factory in the brain that says straight is hot, it is manly, it is what it should be, it is more natural. I totally disagree with that. But I do cater to that market. Let me say that.
Yeah.
We cater to that. That's understanding sexuality, and that's what I do.
Okay, I'm going to do a plug here. It's studiocody.com is the portal where you'll find information on becoming a model. There's even a model form to fill out that you will send some pictures.
There's the application. Everything's right there on the website.
Right, and there's also links to some of Victor's wonderful work with its hotolderdvds.com. Is that one of your? That's one of your.
We have hotolderdvds.com. There's hotoldermail.com. There's olderforme.com. But not only that, we have All American Heroes. I have there's on Twinks. I have just a variety of stuff on there. But you know, I mean, that's not. I have a lot of stuff that I've shot that hasn't even came out yet.
Right. Well, of course, it's production time.
It's across the gamut. But I will say that StudioCody.com is geared more towards model recruitment.
That's correct.
Because that is where my business, that's where the nuts and bolts lie.
Exactly. You said you do work for other
clients. I just meet the models.
That's good for you. Okay, where are you going to be in 5 years? What's the future hold for Studio Cody and Victor Cody?
Oh, my gosh, 5 years. I'm working on my own bareback website.
Uh-huh.
I have I'm working on another website right now. We've got a lot in the works. I think, you know, 5 years, we'll be well on our way to a porn empire. 10 years, we'll be there.
What about
where we're going.
There's, you know, today, I think it was today or yesterday, Amazon.com is putting out a $199 iPad competitor where it automatically goes on this new super califragilistic thing, goes to their cloud, making all their music and all their books available faster than you can get them on an iPad. I mean, what's that going to do to adult film when that, if they ever figure that out? Oh, my God. You know, that, and that just like today. It wasn't there yesterday. It's like there today. So technology is going to be your.
It's going to be terrific. I mean, I can see the guy in the parking lot of the bar walking out with his little pad, jacking off 2 minutes before he gets in the car and goes home.
Right, exactly.
It's just going to be too easy for everybody. And we love ease. About ease. I think everybody's about ease. I think once these things come on, the easier it is to get porn, the more accessible it is,
right,
the more it's going to be used.
I'm just going to give you a little.
You have to order it and have to wait a week for it to arrive in the mail.
Now and then watch it in your house and put it in a machine. Right?
We're all about instant gratification. I mean, guys will be using this behind the laundromat, for Christ's sakes. It's going to be wonderful. We all love it, don't we?
I'll just tell you something. My partner and I have a partner, and we've been together 9 years, and we have the best time watching adult films together. It's like hilarious. We, you know, and some of our best experiences sexually and intimacy, I'm going to be, you know, he won't get mad at me. I'm not saying anything secret. Some of our most intimate moments have been while we've been watching adult films. And we, you know, both of us never thought, I mean, if you told me that I'm 61, he's 62, if anyone had told us that we would be doing this at this age, not, you know, high college or single people, but it there's a couples and old married men love this stuff. And
you know the difference between man and animal is their ability to accessorize.
Accessorize.
Enjoy it. What is a little added porn to your sex life? If it enhances it, it brings it about. This is what it's all about. Everybody has that. So
I agree.
I love that, Nate. I'm glad to hear that.
It's true.
You keep your business. I love it even more.
That's right. It's old farts like us that keep you. No, I think it's a run the gamut. I think what you said earlier about 25 minutes ago is when you said it, there's something for everybody. I actually. You know, you said that the old men are paying for I really think everyone's paying for the older, younger twink porn. I think there's younger men that like to see older, younger together. I think there's middle-aged men that like to see older, younger together. I think there's, you know, people who like to see Asian boys that are all different ages.
Especially in this economy, Nate, and I think that's one of the things also that's changed.
Uh-huh.
Young guys can afford porn.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot afford it. You have to be in your 30s, 40s, established. So you're seeing a lot more porn geared towards these genres.
Uh-huh.
You're seeing them more geared towards men over 30.
Uh-huh.
Very popular. One of the top websites. You're seeing, but these are 30-year-olds and older that are becoming established. They've got their college underway. They're
right.
now living their lives. They have that extra dink income, dual income.
Right.
All gays have that if you're with a couple.
Right.
Dual income, no kids.
No kids, right.
You know, that extra money. And they do spend it on porn. There's no doubt
right.
about it.
Oh, no, no, but no doubt in my mind.
The people that buy the porn are an older crowd.
Okay.
30, 40, and above that are established and can afford it. The 20-year-olds are struggling.
Uh-huh. I agree.
It, but they probably cannot buy it.
Well, they can have their boyfriends buy it.
You know, there's a lot more geared towards this, and the Internet tells them. You know, it's easy with the Internet now, the marketing they do, the marketing tools, to bring you exactly the market that is going to look at what you have.
Oh, exactly.
And, you know, they're coming in the 30, 40, 50. Twink porn is good, but it's the older men buying it.
Really, really. I it's interesting. Speaking
twink
of this,
can afford it.
The people who are watching this, by the way, watching this, you know, with a little screen with Victor and his models and his things coming up, the show
hey,
page.
Hi, guys. Thank you for
watching. You know, the ads, ladies and gentlemen, around that is based on the zip code of the IP address. Google owns Blog Talk Radio, and they know exactly who you are when you're on. And so the marketing is very much targeted. And we know exactly, you know, you'll see gay and lesbian stuff. You'll see gay and lesbian books come up while I'm talking to Victor.
It's brought a great, you know, as much as people talk bad about it, it has brought a great tool to you as the individual in that you can be marketed to exactly what you want,
exactly
what you like.
Right.
And
no,
it's coming directly to you. You don't have to go look for it anymore. So
as much as
people say the Internet, you know, that marketing is bad, that is bad. You know what? It really benefits both of us.
It does.
Market my stuff to you, per se, and reach the direct market that wants to see it.
Exactly. You're not wasting any money.
Yeah, internet and porn has taken a whole new gamut. It is changing
exactly.
by the day. We cannot keep up. You know, the Blu-ray 3D porn going to be coming on. I would love
3D porn.
I don't know. I don't see it, but I know that it's on the brink, and
what
we're only ducks
now.
To go there. So, and, you know, life is exciting in porn. We are moving ahead before all others. Before all others. Porn will get there before TV will get there, pretty
much.
Oh,
God, I think so. I agree because of the demand. The demand is higher.
Oh, it's crazy. Crazy high.
Yeah. I do remember my first.
Oh,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. As a
person in my industry, it's hard to keep up. You know, I've had to learn to shoot small porn, what I call small porn, so that it fits on your phone. You know,
exactly.
I have to close in. I have to come in for those close shots. It's a whole learning process.
Well,
we just roll with the punches. As porn goes along, so do we.
Right.
If you're not keep up with the Joneses, you're going to fall behind.
Exactly.
It is an age of technology, and porn is no different.
Haven't we come a long way from the Strand Theater and the Olympia Theater and all the peep shows?
Oh,
Is that amazing?
Really?
Is that just absolutely amazing that we've come so far? That was in our generation, actually, not that long ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago.
You say the theater, I still remember the park where the police had bust you in the bathroom. Really?
No, I want to talk about the film, the industry, you know, and watching the grainy films and the stumbling actors. And all of a sudden it's come into, you know, your home, your life, your room, your living room, your bathroom, your bedroom, wherever you can hold a phone, as you were saying, pretty soon on the... All right, we have 1 minute left, okay? What would you say to an aspiring young model? What do they have to do to become a Studio Cody model?
Just put your best foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do. You know, face, body, dick, and ass, sell yourself. Sell yourself, bring it on, and let's do it. It's pretty much that easy.
Okay,
if you have the attitude, you have the right, do it. It's very easy. It really isn't what everybody thinks it is to be a porn star.
Well, okay. That's great.
It's a
do you believe the half hour is almost gone, like in 10 seconds?
Wow, really, Nate?
It's we're off the air in like 10 seconds.
Well, so I want to see you again soon.
We'll talk again. I'm sure I'm going to have you on again when we hit when we get new stuff to talk about. And I want to thank you all. Thank you, Victor. Thank you, a guest. I've had a few guests come in the chat room and say hi. And good night from Fort Lauderdale. Good night.
Good night, everybody.